Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kwana. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling. My husband's right here. He put his card in for a subscription, I believe, but he forgot to cancel it. You guys charged his card $67.
May I have the zip code?
93306.
93306?
Yes.
And the first and last name?
It's Michael Marufo. Last name is Marrufo.
And can you verify the shipping address for me?
2703 Monterey Street, Bakersfield, California, 93306.
One moment.
One moment.
Just give me a few seconds. It's loading a little slow.
Okay.
There we go. Okay, so it looks like he entered for the Crusette. Doing so, he was enrolled into the discount membership.
Discount membership? I don't think he even knew what he was doing.
Yes, it was explained by entering that he'd be enrolled into that subscription.
You would think, well, what, okay, what did you think you were doing?
No, look at the email. It says confirmation number, right? And then it said only $7 for shipping and handling,
So he's saying he has a confirmation email that says $7 and change for hands, and he has the confirmation email. It didn't say nothing about an enrollment or a membership or anything like that.
Okay, ma'am. On the site where he ordered from, there are terms and conditions that explains that it is a drawing entry for $7.95. By doing so, he'd be enrolled into that membership.
Okay, well, he didn't think that that's what that was. Is there any way we can get that refunded? Because
I can do a 35% refund back on that charge.
I'm sorry?
I can do a 35% refund back on that charge.
Okay, is there any way I could speak with the manager? Because he didn't agree to that.
These are orders by the supervisor, ma'am. You have to agree to terms and conditions or else it won't let you complete the order.
Did you say you didn't say that? Here, do you want to talk to him? Hold on, here he is. Tell her.
Yeah, Dan, she didn't say nothing like that.
It does explain on the site, sir, in those terms and conditions. It explains that it is an entry fee. It says congratulations on your chance to win. That fee for $7.95 is to enter into the drawing. By doing so, you are enrolled into that membership. But as a courtesy, instead of that 35%, I could bring it up to a 50% refund.
No. If anything, I could try to dispute it then. What is that, Sika?
Yeah,
I'll just try to dispute it then.
Okay, I do want to inform you that they will do a full-on investigation by tracking your IP address and going in to see that those terms and conditions were agreed to, which means they won't issue a refund at all.
Okay.
So
what? Yeah, she said she issued 50, but they're going to look at the terms and conditions.
So how can they negotiate higher amounts?
That's the most that I can refund is 50%.
But then how can you negotiate 50%? We'll go from 35 to 50%.
Because the terms and conditions, due to them being agreed to, we're only able to provide a 35% refund, but I added it 50% as a courtesy. Because the charge is really supposed to be valid.
But it's very misleading, and I'm sure that you get this a lot.
It was on the site. Yes, when customers fail to read their terms and conditions.
So there's no supervisor, it's just you. There's no other number we can call.
One moment. They're going to explain the exact same thing. One moment.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, see. And they don't even say, it says something else. They don't even say that fucking company's name or email. It's some other fucking name. No?
Yeah, but what is this company saying?
I don't know, it's on the email. It's on the...
Yeah, Lending Hot Supplement.
No, that's something else. That's where they keep the money out of that. But they can't even use them because they don't even have my card in it. The cards, what'd you call it?
Yes.
Because I fucking told that card for the song. Huh? They said, no. So how are they going to go back? No? Right?
Mm-hmm. $67 for a drawing?
Yeah, that's stupid.